following this breaking news.
Good morning. Thanks for listening in.
It's going to be nice weather here while the
really big stories on.
You're listening to the Today in San Diego podcast.
Good morning, everybody. It is Thursday, September 10th. I'm Marianne Cushy. Day six of the Valley Fire. There is 27% containment with 17,665 acres burned. At least 26 homes have been destroyed. Evacuation orders for Corte Madera Ranch and Barrett Dam were downgraded to warnings, as were orders for areas accessible by Lawson Valley Road to the east and the north side of Hopatool Road between Sequan Truck Trail and Hidden Glen Road. Proof of residency is required for re-entry into areas under evacuation orders. CAL FIRE also says county residents should not be alarmed by these new columns of smoke rising in the fire's burn zone. Firefighters were actually burning islands of fuel sparked by the blaze over the last 5 days. So make sure you have the NBC7 app for breaking news alerts. Now to the coronavirus pandemic. The case rate for San Diego County has increased over the past week, placing this region at risk of dropping to Tier 1, which is the highest risk level. The case rate rose to 6.9 cases per 100,000 residents. Should the rate increase further, the county could face more restrictive COVID-19 measures. The positivity rate has increased slightly from 3.4% to 4.2%, but still well below the state's goal of 8% or less. Three new outbreaks were confirmed September 8th, one in a restaurant bar setting and two in a business setting. 12 new COVID-19 deaths were reported, and now the region's total is 721. The city of San Diego is now requiring that hotels must consider experienced hotel workers first when the time comes to replenish depleted staff levels caused by the pandemic. The city council approved the recall and retention ordinance on September 8th with the hope of helping those whose work experience could jeopardize their chances at getting rehired due to higher earnings they received before the pandemic struck. Since the pandemic stay-at-home orders went into effect, get this, bicycle ridership has gone up more than 40% around the county. Sandag released that report this week, and it compares bike volumes on eight corridors around the county between mid-March and mid-August. Wow, this year versus last year, it found daily volumes increased an average of 42%, with weekends showing the largest jump. Now let's get to our First Alert weather forecast as firefighters continue to battle the Valley Fire. Sheena, good morning.
Good Thursday morning. We're off to a pretty pleasant start this morning. We're a little bit cooler across the county, so you might notice that when you wake up and walk outside. Expect sunny skies early in the day. We'll be topping out in the mid-80s along the coast this afternoon, low 90s inland. And as we head farther inland towards the foothills and the mountains, we're not going to see those gusty Santa Ana winds like we did yesterday, but we're still going to have a light offshore breeze. That's still going to be in the forecast today. Still an east wind. If you're heading to the coast, just know we have a moderate risk for rip currents today. Wave heights 2 to 4 feet, and some parts of the county are still looking at poor air quality and maybe still some haziness today from the smoke from the Valley Fire. Along the coast this afternoon, it's going to get a little bit breezy too, and we're going to stay pretty warm as we head into the weekend. Marianne?
Thanks, Gina. The 12th annual Taste of Little Italy will go down October 4th through October 8th, showcasing four or five restaurants per night to keep the crowd on the smaller size as this pandemic continues. With pickup instead of dine-in, crowd sizes will be capped to meet current health restrictions. This year, attendees are asked to walk or drive up to the eateries and pick up their meals to go. Tickets are priced at $50 per person or $80 for two people. And to keep crowds on the smaller size, as I mentioned, organizers said a maximum of 300 tickets will be sold per night. Search Little Italy on NBC7.com for details. NBC's Peacock TV is live. Great entertainment for free with hundreds of movies and more. Stream anytime at PeacockTV.com. Try it. I think you'll like it. Stay safe, everybody, and have a great day.
Thank you for listening to Today in San Diego. For more from our team, search NBC San Diego wherever you listen to podcasts. And be sure to give us your feedback by leaving a rating and review.